Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
All right, so let's get back to Shauna from yesterday, whose whole trajectory of her life and marriage might be changing right here, only because she wanted to realize how the finances in her house worked. Kristen?
Yeah, so she has never taken care of the accounts, the money accounts, the finances, the bills. Her husband's always handled all of that. And she felt like she wanted to know more. So she started digging into some of the accounts and some credit cards and just wanting to educate herself on their finances. And what she discovered when she was looking at their joint credit card, which she had never done, were these charges. And there were charges for lunches at expensive places. There were charges for dinners at expensive places. And she's like, my husband doesn't do business dinners. He says he's working late sometimes, but never discloses that. And then the main thing was he told her he was out of town on business. And while he was out of town on business, there was a charge for a fancy restaurant that was not in the city that he was supposed to have been in.
Oops.
Exactly.
Oops.
So we tried to troubleshoot and come up with, you know, like we said, maybe his credit card got stolen and he felt bad for the person and thought they needed some lobster in their life and he didn't challenge
it. That's why he didn't cancel it.
Exactly.
Trying to do the right thing.
So she now just has this nagging feeling that, okay, he's buying dinners for somebody. Who is he buying dinners for? Is he cheating on me?
Hey, Shauna, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you guys for hanging out with me.
Yeah, don't thank us yet. You've just been pulled over by the cop. All right. We don't know if we're giving you a ticket or not yet.
Yeah,
So in a case like this, you know, I brought this up yesterday also. You have been married for how long?
About 10 years.
10 years. Any reason at all to distrust your husband over the course of the last decade?
No, not really. I mean, we have normal couple things, you know, we have normal couple things that you like do white lies about, like, no, I totally put the seat down when I was in there, you know. So
no past infidelity, no past being inappropriate or anything like that. So when this comes, I'm just curious. So when something like this comes up, and you certainly are curious, why is the default immediately to, oh my God, my husband might be cheating on me?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like we just see these things, right, in movies and TV, and you hear stuff like this on the radio. So it's like, oh God, am I now one of those people on the radio that has been like duped, essentially, right? I don't know. It's like one day everything's fine, and then all of a sudden it goes against your normal, like, it causes for pause and concern. And you're like, this, you know, this can't be happening to me too. He's not like, is he cheating on me? Is he not cheating on me? What's happening? So I feel really stupid. I think in a marriage, you start splitting things up because things are easier, right? Like, yeah, I'll cook dinner. You do the finances. I'll take care of car maintenance. You hire a nanny or whatever. It's just you divide and conquer so that you can spend more quality time together. And I don't know. So I'm feeling really overwhelmed and yeah.
Okay. So one last question before we give you the results here, because we did test them with To Catch a Cheater, War of the Roses. why not? I mean, if you've got a decade with him and there's something not making sense, why not go directly to him?
Well, thank you for calling me out on that.
I mean, it seems like kind of an obvious question.
Easier said than done.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I don't know if other women can relate, but I think sometimes, you know, you make concessions and you're like, oh, I won't bring this up. I'll keep the peace. It's not a big deal. And then, you know, a little thing starts turning into a bigger thing. And like, I don't want to, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. So maybe it's easier not to know the truth or.
Because sometimes you.
I don't know.
Yeah, your mind plays tricks on you because, like, you want to know, but you don't.
Right, because it could change everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you asked us to catch a cheater War of the Roses, which we did, and Mo has got the results, and he'll read them off for you.
All right, okay. So we sent a fake promotional email to the email address that Chana provided for him, and he was offered a free bouquet of flowers and was able to choose from several options with pictures. In exchange, he was asked to share 10 promo codes for 30% off a future order with his friends and family. And he could choose from the following. 1, Love is in the Air. 2 dozen long-stemmed radiant red roses, the timeless gift for the one your soul desires. 2, Southern Charm. Peonies, lilacs, and magnolias, delicately arranged in a blue and white vase, perfect for that Southern belle in your life. 3, Hello Sunshine. Brighten anyone's day with this bright and bold medley of sunflowers, orange roses, Craspedia and mixed greenery gathered in a rustically elegant galvanized pail.
Rustically, yeah.
Rustically. 4, Pops of Pink Petals, all pink and nothing but pink, for the ultimate girly girl. She will love this clear glass vase bursting with nothing but pink peonies. And the first promotional email was sent at 9:32 a.m. And he placed an order at 10:02 a.m.
He didn't waste no time.
He saw free.
He ordered... Love is in the Air, 2 dozen long stem radiant red roses, the timeless gift for the one your soul desires. He requested that they be delivered and sent Saturday morning to a residential address, and the name is to be sent to Laura. The note on the card says, just because you're on my mind.
Shauna, is your real name Laura?
No, it's definitely not Laura.
All right, then we got problems.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
So,
what am I going to do?
So I am really curious if this residential address is in the same zip code as the charge that you saw. That didn't make a whole bunch of sense either.
Which we can totally send to you.
Which we could totally send to you.
Yeah. What? Oh, you guys, what am I going to do? I feel so sick.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if this were me and I just find this out, what do you do? I mean, do you directly confront him?
Yeah.
I would.
You do, right?
Absolutely.
You can't let this go.
No.
So
like, do I do more snooping or do I just...
I think you have plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you have plenty.
And then, I mean, what if he lies? Like, oh my God, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it opens up a whole bunch of questions, that's for sure. And you'll have a million of them right now. So let us let you go. You got a lot to think about, a lot to chew on. And then if you need our help with anything, give us a call if you need any guidance, and we'll try to help you through it. But please follow up with us and let us know how it all goes, okay?
Okay, thank you guys so much.
All right, good luck. Bye-bye.
That sucks.
Sick.
Yeah, that ain't good, Mo.
Nope.
That's not good.
It's horrible.
The Burt Show.